152, Section 3, European Explorers and Settlers. As you read, look for the following. The first Europeans to come to Missouri. Why they came here and what they found. Vocabulary terms. Expedition, missionary, colony, ally, treaty, capital. By the early 1600s, many European explorers had come to North America. Some of them traveled from Mexico across the Great Plains or up the Mississippi River. Most of them were searching for gold and other riches. As far as we know, none of them reached Missouri. French explorers camping on the shores of the Great Lakes had heard Indian stories of great rivers to the west. The explorers thought the rivers might lead them to the Pacific or Atlantic oceans. Page 153. In 1673, a Catholic priest named Jacques Marquette and an explorer named Louis Joliet led an expedition down the great river the Indians called the Father of Waters, the Mississippi. An expedition is a journey for a specific purpose, such as exploration. The group went as far south as the Arkansas River near present-day Memphis, Tennessee. Along the way, they passed another great river that the Indians called Piquetanui, pronounced Piquetanui. An Indian tribe living along its banks called the river the Missouri, which meant muddy water. Marquette described the Piquetanui in his journal. Sailing in clear and calm water, we heard the noise of rapids into which we were about to run. I have seen nothing more dreadful. An accumulation of large and entire trees, branches, and floating islands were issuing from the mouth of the river. Marquette and Joliet had arrived at the mouth of the Missouri during a spring flood. They landed on the western bank of the Mississippi, becoming the first known Europeans to set foot on Missouri soil. Missionaries, miners, and fur trappers. 9 years later, the French claimed all of the land west of the Appalachian Mountains for France. They called the territory Louisiana in honor of French King Louis. The French claimed the land mostly to keep settlers from Great Britain out of the territory. The French did not ask the Indians living in the territory whether they wanted to give up their land or to become French subjects, people ruled by a king. It was not long before other Frenchmen, explorers, fur trappers, traders, and missionaries began traveling down the Mississippi and Illinois rivers and up the Missouri River. A missionary is one who is sent to do religious work in another country. In this case, the missionaries were hoping to convince the Indians to become Christians. Page 154. The French built trading posts along the Mississippi. The boatmen who traded along the rivers were called voyageurs, pronounced voyageurs. The French were also looking for silver. What they found in Missouri instead were deposits of lead ore, an important metal used to make paint, glass, and bullets. Opened in 1715, the lead mines at Mine La Motte in Madison County became an important early industry. Lead mining is still an important industry in Missouri today. Fur trapping was an important business too. The trappers were called coureurs des bois, pronounced coureurs des bois. The French trapped or traded with the Indians for beaver, fox, otter, and other animal furs. The furs were sent back to France and made into coats and hats. In 1723, a Frenchman named Étienne Vignard de Bourgmont enlisted the help of the Missouri tribe to start Fort Orleans on the Missouri River at the mouth of the Grand River near present-day Brunswick. The fort made it easier for the voyagers to trade with the Indians, but the fort was too expensive to run and only lasted 6 years. The Missouri River has shifted its channel many times since then and wiped out all traces of Fort Orleans. De Bourgmont returned to France, taking some of the Indian chiefs with him. Page 155. Early Settlers. The first permanent European settlement in present-day Missouri was started around 1749. The farmers and lead miners at Fort Kaskaskia in Illinois crossed the Mississippi River and founded the village of St. Genevieve. The rich soil was very good for farming, but because the river flooded too often, the site for the village was moved up a bluff 2 miles west to where it is today. The people in a French frontier village worked very hard in the mines and in the common field where crops were grown. The common field was usually on the edge of the village, but life was not all work. The men of a village spent their free time playing cards and other games. The women did not have as much free time. They were busy cooking, sewing, and caring for children. But the women did find some time for games and dancing. On Sundays, after the villagers had been to church, they held dances. Dances were also held on holidays and to celebrate just about any joyous occasion. The village houses were simple. Most were made of wood with thatch, straw or reed, roofs. The windows very often did not have glass, but were covered with cloth and shutters. Each house had a fireplace that was used for both heating and cooking. You can still visit some of these houses in St. Genevieve. The main building in any of the early French villages in Missouri was the church. Each family contributed a part of the crops it grew and other goods to maintain the church. The families also helped feed and house the missionary priest when he made his visits. Spanish control. Because France had claimed all the land west of the British colonies, few non-French settlers came to Louisiana Territory. The British settlers stayed in their colonies east of the Appalachian Mountains and along the Atlantic coast. The Spanish settlers stayed in the Spanish colonies in Mexico and Florida. A colony is a group of people who settle in a new land but keep their ties to their homeland. Did you know? You can still find people near old mines in Washington County who speak French and sing French or Creole songs just as their ancestors did nearly 300 years ago. Page 156. But events far from Louisiana brought changes to the territory. During the 1700s, France was often at war with Great Britain. One of those wars began in North America and was called the French and Indian War. France lost the war and had to give Great Britain its territories in Canada and those east of the Mississippi River. Spain was an ally of France in the French and Indian War. An ally is a person, group, or country that helps or cooperates with another. To pay its ally for helping in the war, France signed a secret treaty, a formal agreement between two countries, with Spain in 1762 that gave Spain most of Louisiana. Spain mainly wanted the territory to keep Great Britain away from its gold and silver mines in Mexico. Overnight, the French settlers in Louisiana became subjects of the Spanish king. Because the treaty was secret, and because it took so long for news to travel in those days, it was 2 years before anyone in Louisiana heard about the change. Meanwhile, many of the French who had settled east of the Mississippi moved across the river because they did not want to live in land controlled by Great Britain. Some of them decided to build a trading post near where the Missouri and Mississippi rivers meet. In charge of the adventure were Pierre Laclede, his wife Therese Chouteau Laclede, and their son, 13-year-old Auguste Chouteau. Around Christmas Day, 1763, they picked the site for a trading post and called it St. Louis, in honor of a French king. Laclede left young Auguste in charge of building the trading post while he was away in New Orleans. By the time word arrived that Louisiana was now a part of Spain, the trading post had grown into a busy little village. Spain made very few changes in Louisiana. It did divide the territory into Upper and Lower Louisiana. St. Louis was the Spanish capital, seat of government, of Upper Louisiana. Very few Spanish settlers moved into the territory. But Spain did welcome settlers from other countries as long as they were loyal to the Spanish king. Among the new settlers was Daniel Boone, who moved to Missouri from Kentucky to be near his sons. The Spanish king appointed the elder Boone a judge. Did you know? You can visit the house built by Daniel Boone's son and where Daniel came to live and later died. It is near Defiance in St. Charles County. Do you remember? Number one, who was France's ally in the French and Indian War? Number two, who established St. Louis? When?